right. Here's the controlling thought that's centered around an idea I want to propose today, and that's this. What the hell are we even talking about when we start talking about quantitative qualifiers? I know how to drive. We're driving right now in Northeast.
I was telling you to get around this car that was turning slowly.
Come on, I'm driving and recording a podcast. That's normal, right? All right, here's a thought that came to me last night, right after you and I had dinner. Sarah and I went out to eat at one of our favorite restaurants in the Twin Cities, Tennant. It's in South Minneapolis, and it's on like 43rd and Bryant. Really small spot. Describe Tennant.
It is like a high-end restaurant that doesn't feel pretentious. So it's a prefix menu. You don't even know what it is until they're serving you 6 courses, a wine pairing that you could do if you wanted to. But it's beautiful food, focus on pasta, but a lot of variety in their dishes.
Extreme attention to detail. And the lack of pretension is what makes it for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were going there last night. And afterwards, we went to their sidebar. So we were sitting at the counter. I overheard one of the guys that owns Tennant was having a conversation with another customer who had come in. And this customer was being super pretentious. He had ordered a cocktail, and it came out really fast. And he's like, oh, man, that's crazy fast. You just must have made that really fast. And then one of the owners who was bartending goes, well, actually, we premix all of our cocktails. I think it's not all their cocktails. It's
not the shaken ones.
Yeah, not the shaken ones. The ones that can be, we do that in advance. And this guy started going to like, oh, man, I'm super bummed out. You guys do such great like handmade stuff here. The fact that you're not handcrafting your cocktails to order. And he said something to the effect of, I would think you'd be choosing the way that would make a better cocktail. The bartender was like, you can have a different preference about how cocktails are made, but you cannot argue that one made in front of you at the time of ordering is better. In actuality, the fact that we make them in advance and the way we do that, I would say, makes a better cocktail because the flavors are allowed, they're allowed time to blend in together. We're able to take the time to focus only on that and make sure the balance is super on point. So this guy leaves and I start talking to him. I'm like, man, I love that thought. Do you feel the same way when it comes to once you reach a certain point, you can't say something is better than something else? It just kind of goes into preferences. Like when it comes to the restaurant industry and food, he was like, oh, absolutely. To me, what I really think what separates the good from great is actually, more importantly, consistency.
Just in the products you're making and putting out there.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, man, that totally has tie-ins to music. It made me think of, I was playing with my buddy Steve Gould in December, and he was telling me about his bullseye theory when it comes to music performance live. And this is what he said.
And now for something completely different.
When I'm performing, I'm thinking about what I have to do, what I have to do next, what is coming after that, you know, maintaining orientation within the song. But I'm also, I got to be really present to each individual note that I play. And to me, it feels like throwing darts at a dartboard. Like I'm throwing a lot of darts. I mean, I'm hitting the hi-hat over and over again. I'm hitting kick drum all the time and snare drum all the time. Each of those represents a dart that has to hit the bullseye of the tempo, the bullseye of the pocket. And so while I am thinking a little bit about being a performer and, you know, enjoying myself musically, maintaining my orientation within the song form and playing at appropriate volumes and whatnot, I'm also mostly thinking about hitting a bullseye with every note. Every dart that I throw at that dartboard has to be a perfect bullseye.
Ugh, that's what it is. Like when you're in the middle of a set, You're not thinking about the whole thing. I'm not even thinking about the entire song I'm playing. I'm thinking, what's the next note I'm playing? I'm present there in the moment. And at least for me, I found the most joy in music when I find like a ton of satisfaction of just being present and just nailing that note. I'm gonna make these next four bars feel as good as possible. Okay, we're back home.
Oh no, I'm involved.
No, you weren't going to be involved, but Sarah is. It is 9:45 at night. Sarah's getting ready for bed. Do you want to walk us through some of your nighttime routines that you're doing with your face?
Well, first I put on an eye cream, and then I put on some sort of retinol that I'm confused by, but it's supposed to be good for skin generation. And then I put on a serum, and then a heavy night cream, and then a vitamin E oil.
Dude.
And I look great.
You look great.
My skin's glowing.
You look effervescent.
Bubbly.
You're glowing from every angle. Holy shit, dude. Here's something. Here's a little behind the scenes. I'm really trying not to button end. Here's a bow tie and the moral of the story and this because I don't have my shit together. I'm in the middle of it too.
To do that.
Oh, my.
It's instinctual for
oh,
you.
Oh, man. It just, oh, I love it. Mm, a good tie-in, a good ending.
Wrap it up.
Get a great third act. Here's the deal. It is funny you said that because I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about consistency. I'm thinking about that. That's like where the work is. I know we're talking about music and restaurants and bedtime routines and brushing your teeth and stuff like that. I just in this moment, I can't help but like see the connection of all these and think that life works the same way. I get so freaking in my head when I think too big picture. Okay, take what I'm doing right now. I'm talking to a freaking microphone and recording a podcast every single day this year. I think I'm on like podcast number 67 already of this year. When I start thinking about the entirety of my year and can I do this every day? Is that sustainable? Whatever. I get in my head, I start to get worked up. What am I going to do? Start overthinking things. No. Just today. I need one good day. Can I nail this note that's right in front of me? Can I nail this day that's right in front of me? Can you nail this cocktail? Yeah. I'm starting to get the feeling that it all might be connected.
What I like to say in my personal work life, that's a weird sentence, but head down, do the work.
Dude, it's so easy for me to get distracted by shit.
You can't let me have the last word, can you? I'm just kidding.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.